another one of our safari to kilometer 181 quite a bit. And across the border and through Tijuana and down the highway to Ensenada. And of course, when we got in Ensenada, we all had to stop, and the boys always had some kind of money, and they would buy fireworks if it was that time. And after they bought their fireworks, we would drive on down to kilometer 181 and go off of the paved road there and down through the fishing village of San Isidro and out to Goat Point or Punta Carbra. So I always stopped along there someplace to see if I could get lobsters. And if it was the right time of season, I'd always buy some corn on the cob. And if they didn't have lobsters for me to buy right there, they had said, "Where are you going to stay?" And I'd tell them, and they would be a couple of guys come over with lobsters, and it didn't make any difference if the lobster was 10 or 12 inches or 20 inches long. Oh, I never saw one that long. Or 15 or 16 inches long. It was a dollar a piece. So water was a very valuable commodity, fresh water, drinking water. So we used that sparingly. And when we would boil the lobsters, we'd go out into the ocean and get a little seawater and put it on the stove and bring it to boil. Then we would cook the lobsters. And after they were cooked, well, we'd take them out. In the meantime, their mother had fixed some melted butter, and just as soon as they were cool enough to handle, well, I would break them in two so that the boys could start eating this lobster. They would dip it into butter and eat it. And we always had plenty of lobsters for everybody. And for reason it doesn't want to go on, there it goes, moving. I don't know whether whether that recorded or not, eating all that lobster. I always saved the legs, and after we were through eating, I would break the legs up and take the meat out of it. And if any other lobster meat that we had left over, and I put that in the refrigerator, the ice box for the night. And then the next morning, their mother would fix scrambled eggs. And just before they were ready to come off, she put this lobster in there and stirred it around just enough to heat it. And boy, you talk about good. That scrambled eggs with the lobster in it, it was absolutely delicious. Oh boy, I can remember that. Gee, it was good. And we would stay there, oh, 3 or 4 days, I guess. And we were down there at least three or four different times. And each time we did most of the same stuff. And in the afternoon, their mother always liked to read and rest. Nancy and Wood was the youngest, and she didn't go with us. So I'd take the boys, and we'd go over and explore the tide pools. And we'd spend hours walking along there from one tide pool to another, crawling over the rocks and having a good time. And well, the last time that we were down there, I had bought a camp trailer, a Travelese camp trailer. So we pulled that down there, and I guess your mother and I slept in it, and sort of slept in tents on the outside. We were coming back and just got out onto the road. Here was a fellow, Mexican, with a flat tire. So I stopped to pick him up. I said, "We've had a good time down here, so let's help some of these people." And he threw his flat tire in the back, let the tailgate down and put it in there, and he got in the back seat with the children. And when we got up to some little town there, I can't think of the name of it right now, but this was off of the main road. And I pulled over to the side of the road to let him out, and I ran over a Coke bottle that was broken, and it was sitting on its base, and all those sharp points up. And when he got out, he could hear this air coming out of this tire, and he told me about it. And so I thought, well, that's no big thing. I've got a spare tire. So I took the spare tire. That was my right rear tire of the International. And I had to think of the name of that town, but I couldn't for the life of me. Anyway, changed tires and on we went. And we got up almost to Tijuana, and we had a flat tire on the trailer. So I got out and disconnected the trailer from the truck, and I didn't have a jack that would fit right, so I would have to jack it up a little bit and block it with blocks of wood or rocks or whatever I could, and jack it up some more, and finally got it high enough to where I could get that tire off of there. And then I think one or two of the boys went with me, and we took that tire on into Tijuana and got the tire patched. And I think we just got the tube patched. I don't know what it was. Anyway, we got a tire, and I took it back and put it on the trailer, and then we finally made it on through to the United States. And coming up the strand, it was getting dark, and I had my truck lights and the lights for the trailer on, and they were blinking. They weren't working right. So a policeman pulled me over. And he wanted to see my license. So, of course, I pulled my license out. And this was in June. My license had expired on my birthday. And he told me about the lights. That was the reason he stopped me. And I said, well, I took this down to Terry Carr, and he knew Terry Carr. And he was supposed to fix those lights on that trailer so they all worked. And he gave me a ticket, of course, for not having a valid driver's license. And I had to go to court about that. Of course, before my court date, I had to take the trailer down to Terry and get that short or whatever it was fixed so that we could use it someplace. We were still living at, anyway, got the trailer fixed, and I had to go to court. The judge said, "Don't you know when your birthday is?" And I said, "Yes, sir." We were down on a camping trip in Baja, California. And I do believe my wife gave me a kiss for my birthday. And when they let me off, he didn't find me any of it. By that time, I had had a valid driver's license, so that went to my benefit also. It was the last time, more time we went down after that, and there were so many people there at Punta Cabra, we couldn't find a place to park, so we went over on the other hillside and parked over there, and it wasn't much fun. And that was the last time we ever went down there. Children were getting older, and